All right. I'm not sure how far I'm going to get. This is supposed to be part four of the believer's authority, but I want to go through, kind of touch, go back and touch over part one and part two and part three. Is that okay? How many know what we taught about on part one? Raise your hand. Perfect. I knew this is what we were supposed to do. I had started out, and I know I won't get there, but this will be good. This will be good, brothers and sisters. Part four, when we do get there, is called "We Have Everything We Need in Christ." I started out, if you recall, part one was called "It's All About Focus." 2 Corinthians 4:18. The New King James Version says, "While we look not at the things which are seen." Isn't that a funny statement? Why we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. He's talking about looking. "For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." So Paul here speaking of focus. It's about the believer's focus being on our faith in Jesus Christ, because just a few scriptures later he says, "The just shall live by faith." Talking about faith, so you being born again, if you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, his Holy Spirit lives in you, by the way. He gives you the ability to see things as they really are. As an example of things that we've been talking about right now, we know that it's a demonic foe, an enemy behind these things. How do we know? Because the Word of God says in Ephesians 6, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers." Right? Means you're in this world, difficulties, things coming against your faith, things coming against you. There is an enemy that is doing that. Amen? Amen. By the way, the Reels, can you raise your hand real quick? Hi, Mr. Reel. If you're looking for some alternative news sites than what we've been getting, talk to him after church. Is that okay? I'll put you on the spot, brother. You might need to write them down. I mean that. If you're interested. Sorry, I just had to stop. I meant to do that, Real. I meant to put you on the spot. Could not wait to do it, to be honest. Paul's speaking of focus, giving one's life to Jesus Christ, making him Lord of my life, means my sins are forgiven, means I'm born again, means my spirit is brand new. By the way, it means his Holy Spirit gives me understanding. When things are coming against me in life, I know I have an enemy. Amen? I know that when I'm walking in sickness and unhealth, I know, we'll talk about it, that's not God. Amen? It's amazing that, and I'm probably going out of, not in line of my notes, but what we believe, I've talked to many people, and I'll get there, what we believe makes a huge difference. The thing that I came to realize when I first came to this church, what I believe it is going to be the direction my life goes. Amen? Our faith and what we believe is so important. Amen? As Paul says, those things that are coming against me, I know they're the enemy. I know that when people are coming against me, I know it's the enemy behind that. You guys know the scripture when first Peter, but a disciple at that time says, "Hey, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen? Jesus said, "Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. It was the Spirit of God." And then he turns around when Jesus says, "I've got to be hung on a cross, I've got to die." He said, "No, that can't be." What did Jesus say to Peter? He says, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Because you don't have the purposes of God in mind, Satan." So let you know that we hear a lot of things, especially on TV, the news and everything, where you work, the people that you're around that don't know the mind of God or don't have the mind of God in certain situations are speaking contrary to what God would say to you. He's the enemy. He is sneaky. You can hear things like, "Does God still heal today?" I don't know. "Can God bless your finances today?" Well, you know those preachers on TV. Amen? So the things that we put in our mind that we believe, what we've established, what our foundation is in Christ. Believe me, if your foundation is Jesus died for me, he loves me, my sins are washed away, that's good. But that is just the very beginning. There's much more of a foundation in a faith and walking with Jesus Christ. Amen? 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, "But it is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God." Amen? Wisdom from God. And righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Who did that for us? Jesus Christ. So that just as it's written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Amen? He is our righteousness. He is our peace. We are established in him. Doesn't matter what the world says out there. Doesn't matter what other religions or even denominations might say. You are saved by grace alone. Amen? There's nothing you can add to it. Seeing things. Looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? Who, because he hung on the cross, endured the shame, is at the right hand of the Father. Looking unto him when we struggle, say, "Look, Lord, thank you. Thank you for revealing things as the way they are." If you're in business and there's things that are starting to struggle, starting to come against you, ask the Lord for wisdom. You got struggles with your in relationships with your wife and husband. Get your wisdom from the Lord, amen? He wants to help us. He has the Holy Spirit in us, and he wants to see us, wants us to see things as he sees them. Amen. Aren't you glad that he's for us and not against us? Aren't you glad that he loves you? Christ being our scapegoat. I don't know about you, but I needed a scapegoat. I needed someone to take the hit for me. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Seeing things as they are, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Wow. Started realizing that it was like I was up on that cross. It says, I am crucified with Christ. He was there in proxy. It was like I was hanging on the cross for what? Well, for my sin. For the wrath of God, because God can't dwell or live in any type of sin. He's perfect. He's holy. He's pure, right? He can't inhabit with sin. So it was like I hung on that cross for my sins. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And people will take these things of I'm crucified with Christ, and they'll start beating in. Well, you've got to do this. You've got to be harsh. You got to crucify your flesh. No, I'm crucified with him already. There's nothing I can add to it. No harsh treatment to my body. Nothing I can do to my flesh to make myself any pure and holy in his sight. He took the hit. I can't think of right now where Peter says that those that would treat their body harshly, but it had no ability to deal with sin. No ability to deal with the sins of the flesh. Only looking at him by faith, 100% by faith. No, Lord, you're on that cross for me. I believe that. I am justified simply because I believe that. Amen? And because of that, his Holy Spirit lives in me. Because of that, I have the ability to have his wisdom in every circumstance. I have the ability to see things as they are, as the Lord shows me. That's the enemy. But the problem is sometimes there's things that come in, and we'll talk about in this part two, they can stop us. It's like we're Heimlich. It's like we're injured. It's like we can't move forward. We're caught. We've got a hook in us simply by the things that we believe. Christ being our, he made him who knew no sin on our behalf so that we might be the righteousness of God. You know, God is directing us. I want to mention this scripture. God is directing us by his Holy Spirit. You know, his Holy Spirit leads and guides us, or wants to. Ephesians 4:30, it says, "Do not grieve the Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." We have the Holy Spirit in us. There's things we can do that we can grieve him. Where I used to always get hung up, like I was talking about, is I was taught anytime I grieved him, he took a hike. He turned his back on me. That's not a good thing to believe. You'll have no confidence. You'll just start going in circles trying to perform. Because the important part of that, sisters, when it says, when it talks about the Holy Spirit, do not grieve the Holy Spirit, it says, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Sealed means we're stamped, we're preserved, we're sealed up, man. He's there. He's not leaving us. Amen? I belong to him. How about you? He's not leaving me. And when I do things that he shows me, he grieves his heart, saying, Chad, don't say that. It doesn't help you. Chad, don't do that. You're playing, you're headed in a direction that's going to hurt you, not help you. That's what we mean by the Holy Spirit being grieved. It's not him taking off, because it says right here, we're sealed with him. Amen? I'm glad the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding me and telling me, Chad, do this, don't do that. Listen to my voice. When you know you're sealed and he loves you, that's when you can say, Lord, tell me anything you want. I'm yours. Lord, I want your Spirit to correct me. Your Spirit and your Word, amen? Your Holy Spirit will correct me. Your Word is the one that will correct me, amen? But if you believe every time you're doing something that he's leaving or he's disappointed, you'll start just going into a rant. You'll go into a circle. You'll never get out of it, of trying to perform. It's wonderful to know that when we make mistakes or sin, that he says, man, I love you. Get up. Get up, keep going. Learn from it. My sin is washed. My blood has washed your sins away. Have confidence. When you have that type of confidence, my goodness, you just grow like that. You grow like that. Confidence, you grow like that, amen? That'll launch you. Being you and I, being confident in his love and his forgiveness is what will launch you and I in growth in him. Amen. We thank you, Father. Lord, we're seeing things as you see them. Amen. Part two, I kind of already went there, couldn't help it. What do you believe? That's so important, amen. What is it that you believe? Remember Isaiah 53? We talked about that. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? If our doctrine is based upon experiences only and not the Word of God, without a doubt, we will wander into error. It's just the way it is. Or as an example, Jesus is coming anyway, so don't worry about what's happening around you. Don't worry about it. That's not the right doctrine. Or this, you're sick and God's trying to teach you something. What lesson are you going to learn? You've heard it before that if you're sick, don't go to the, and God's teaching you a lesson, don't go to the doctor then. And I'm not being mean or making fun of anybody. But if it's God that's making us sick, how can we have any confidence to pray for anybody? If Jesus went around healing all those that were oppressed by the devil. Amen? Remember the woman that was in the tabernacle? She's bent over. It said she was a daughter of Abraham. A daughter of Abraham. And Jesus rebuked the spirit and she stood up. What if the attitude was, you did something to deserve that, ma'am? You got what you deserve. We like to take things like the guy that was waiting by the pool, right? Jesus healed him. And then Jesus found him later and said, quit sinning or something worse will come upon you. You guys are familiar with that? We'll take that and make wild doctrines. He was that way for 38 years. His whole life. You think this guy was at strip joints? You think this guy was with harlots? Do you think this guy, what do we think that he was doing? He lived such a simple life. He had been this way his entire life. Remember Jesus when his disciples asked him, why is this man blind? Was it his sins or the sins of his parents? And Jesus said, neither, but that the glory of God could be revealed. Amen? We don't know what he was talking about. He said, nobody can help me to get into the pool. See, there was others that were sick there, but not as sick as him. An angel would come and stir the water up, and the first one to put their foot or their arm into the water would be healed. The angel would come from time to time and do that. But he was so ill that he could never get there in time. So I don't know what when Jesus says, quit sinning or something worse will come upon you. I don't know if it was his unbelief and doubt. I don't know what was going on in his life, but I know that he'd been sick his whole life. So it's nothing that we even think. Doesn't even go on to explain what that could have been. Amen? What that could have been. We'll take a statement like that and make a doctrine out of it. Let's not do that. I believe in God's healing power. How about you? You guys know the story when Peter saw the lame man, right, by the gate, beautiful. He said, I don't have gold or silver. But he said, but what I have, I'm going to give you, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. He said what he had. I know that's, if you've been here for any amount of time, you've heard that, but it's a good reminder. What do we believe? John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came so that you would have life and have it abundantly. You know that. The enemy's always going to lie to us. He's the father of lies. He's going to say, no, this isn't me. It's God. No, it's not me, talking about himself. It's your attitude. No, it's not me. It's what you've done in the past. The enemy is always going to say exactly contrary as the father of lie than what is actually the truth. Here's the truth. He brings sickness. He brings death. He brings poverty. He brings misery upon this earth. Jesus brings joy, power, strength, healing. Amen? Provision in Jesus' name. I'm glad to say, Father God, thank you for all the provision that you brought to my life. Keep it coming. I want to be a conduit to give in the kingdom of God. Keep it coming. I want to be a conduit to give. But if you believe, no, he doesn't do that based upon your experience of what you've seen on TV or somebody else told you, show me the scripture. If Jesus means for you to be sick, please come show me the scripture. Many things are taken out of context. And our experience is that not everybody's healed. I get it. I don't understand that. But we still pray for the sick. We still believe for healing in our bodies. Amen? Let's move on. James 4:7 says, submit therefore to God, but resist the devil. Amen? He didn't say resist your wife. He didn't say resist your husband. And I'm not saying people don't have struggles. And I'm not saying that. Not at all. I'm saying that the enemy's behind those things to bring destruction in our life. The enemy's behind those things. Amen? Amen. It's the enemy. Submit therefore to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. That's how I come close. Jesus, you paid the price for me. That's how I come close. It's not about actions and works and say, God, okay, is that enough for me to come close to you by what I've done, my good acts, my good works? That's not what he's talking about. Jesus, I come close to you. You are the way to salvation. I accept your way of salvation. Amen? Then it goes on, come close to God and he will come close to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, at that time, they had a problem of wanting to come to Christ. We're talking about James, who was the half-brother of Jesus, who was the pastor of the Jerusalem church. There was many Jews who had accepted Christ, but were still giving sacrifices in the temple. How do I know? Read Acts 21. Paul had to deal with it. He's saying, you double-minded, come into Jesus. He's the only way. Don't keep going back and forth. Here to know today that he's the only way for your sins to be forgiven. Don't be double-minded. Don't allow the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy from you. No, he loves you. He is the way. He is the truth and the life. Amen? Come unto him, all you that are weary and heavy laden. He'll give you rest. That's how we cleanse our hands. We can't cleanse our hands on our own. We can't purify our hearts. Only the blood of Jesus can. Amen? Only the blood of Jesus. Boy, I love him this morning. How about you? Sorry if I'm raising my voice. If you have to turn me down, guys, do it. You can't follow the Mosaic law and be justified. It is only by the blood of the Lamb. It is only by the blood of the Lamb. What do you believe this morning? Are you confident in his sacrifice for you this morning? Are you confident in his sacrifice for you? That it's enough. That it's enough. Romans 4:1-3 says, what shall we say then? Talking about Abraham, saved by faith. What shall we say then? Did you have that one, Bill? I'm not sure what version. I think it's a Good News translation. Do you have that one? Okay. What shall we say then of Abraham, the father of our race? What was his experience? If he was put right with God by the things he did, he would have something to boast about, but not in God's sight. The scripture says, Abraham believed God, and because of his faith, God accepted him as righteous. How much clearer can it be? Wow, thank you, Father. What do you believe this morning? What is your philosophy, Christian philosophy? There's a lot of things, I don't know, a lot of us grow up a certain way, and we believe things just because it was taught to us. It was demonstrated before us. I've learned as I've dig in the Word, when I have things coming against me or struggles, first thing I've learned to say, God, what do I need to change? Right? I've started to learn not to say, you know, what does my wife need to change? Or my boss, or this or that. When I don't have internal peace, I start saying, Lord, where do I need to adjust, maybe? Or is it just the enemy coming against me and I just need to rebuke him in Jesus' name? Is there something in my, in what I believe or think or my faith that needs an adjustment? I love that I can say that. And he's there to do that, amen? He's there to do that, an adjustment. When struggles come against you, say, Lord, what's going on here? What's going on? Is this the enemy? What's going on? Is it the enemy? Is there something that I just need to change in my belief system so I can get back into peace with you? Amen? To walk in his peace. 1 Corinthians 6:11. It says, such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Justified. How many justified saints do we have in the house? Hallelujah. How many of you are justified in Jesus' name? Amen. I love to say this because years ago when someone said, on your worst day, he loves you madly, and I said, I don't believe that. My heart didn't believe it yet. But as I began to continue here, his grace, his love, his mercy just started permeating my soul to where I could say, Lord, even on my worst day, you love me madly. You love me madly. You're still there. Amen. That'll make you love him more than ever. That'll make you love him more than ever. What do you believe? Let me read this. I'm not sure we can get any further today. They even only got to part 2. Isaiah 53:4-5, the New American Standard says, it says, what report will you believe? Then it goes, yes, we shall believe the report of the Lord. But what is the report of the Lord? Isaiah 53:4-5, this is the report of the Lord. However, it was our sickness that he himself bore. Amen? And our pains that he carried. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for carrying our pain in Jesus' name. Thank you for healing in our bodies in Jesus' name. Thank you for the soul realm being healed in Jesus' name. Wounds and hurts. God wants to heal those things. He is healing those things. Do you believe that? Amen? Just don't give up. Yet we ourselves assumed that he had been afflicted, struck down by God and humiliated. He was for us. Verse 5, but he was pierced for our offenses. He was crushed for our wrongdoings. The punishment for our well-being was laid upon him. How many of you love well-being? Thank you, Jesus, for well-being. Woo! And by his wounds, we are healed, by his stripes. Father, we thank you for that today. Lord, reminding ourselves today, what do we believe, Father God? Challenge our, as a worship team, challenging ourselves. Lord, what do we believe? Lord, thank you that we're people that are open to correction. It has to be. It has to be. We're just to, not correction in love. In love. Not in anger, not in looking down upon you, but in his love to grow things that he wants to be revealed to us, correct doctrine. He loves you right where you're at. That's where you start every day. Every day you start where you're at. His mercies are new every morning. If you're looking to be healed in your body, can you raise your hand right now? I'm just going to say this, Father. I'm raising my hand. I deal with a skin condition called vitiligo, and I just curse it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's my body attacking itself, and I command it to line up to the Word of God in Jesus' name. Father, I declare healing over my brothers and sisters and their body in Jesus' name. Whatever it is, to say, Lord, healing is mine. Say, Lord, it's mine. I believe that. I didn't get to the part where it talks about Jesus says, thank you for revealing this to children. But the so-called wise and intellectual, you have kept it hidden. Are you wise and intellectual to where what I'm saying, it's just foolishness to you? Are you like a child where you can receive that? I'm so glad to have childlike faith. How about you? Hidden it from the wise and intellectual. Talking about those, it's foolishness. That's nonsense. I'm telling you, his healing power, his strength, his deliverance is not nonsense. That's a narrative that is a lie of Satan in Jesus' name. Believe the truth in his word. He loves you. He's for you, not against you. He wants to lead and guide you. But sometimes it takes a little bit of adjusting what we believe. Amen? Father, we thank you that you've given us the power to walk in victory in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that depression is broken in Jesus' name. So much depression is brought on just because of the lie of the enemy. He loves you. In Jesus' name, we break that power. In Jesus' name, Father, he loves you. Purpose for your life. The desires of your heart. He wants you to have a good life, full of joy, laughter. Laughter. I had a good laugh with Jim Anderson last night because I just like kidding that guy. Then me and him started talking, and we started talking, and we said, how many people are out there that haven't laughed in weeks, months, or years? Laughter, medicine, the Spirit of God, being free enough, knowing, being secure in his love, that when you're with people, you know that you can just laugh. Boy, it feels good to laugh. It's medicine, laughing. How many of you here love to laugh? Don't you love to laugh? Father, we thank you for a joy-filled week where we're laughing. Joy and peace, amen? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God, amen? That's the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's the kingdom of God. That's Paul, not me. Righteousness. He is our righteousness. Peace. His peace. And joy. We thank you for that, Father, today. Can we stand up together? If you're okay, we're going to... Boy, I hope we have enough chairs next door. We can stand around it too. I don't care, right? Let's bust in there. If you're okay, if you're able, after the service, we're going to go out the doors down the right, which is south, I believe, right? The last set of double doors, the youth and children's church, we're going to have just a short baptismal. I think there's four. If you're willing to go down there and just celebrate with them, we'll go down there and hoop and holler for a few minutes, raise the roof off of that place. Just celebrating people what God has already done in their lives. Amen? So, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for a week that your word is permeating the truth of God, what we believe, Father God. Lord, what we believe is going to dictate what kind of authority we have in this world, spiritual authority, the believer's authority, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for revealing yourself to us, your word coming to life, Father God. You stirring our hearts in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that we're coming alive in you, Father God, full of your joy and strength. And so we thank you for that today. Father, in Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Thank you for coming to the house of the Lord. Woohoo!